Hello and welcome to Film Strips and all the other things that Dave normally says every week. I'm not Dave. In fact, you're listening to me, Andrew Kanegeezer, who you probably know best for my role as Andrew Kanegeezer, the plucky, irascible, and only somewhat insane of the beloved, long-running, and Peabody Award-winning podcast Film Strips, which my good friend David Babbitt has been gracious enough to allow me to co-host for these last 5 years. As we march into 2024, it looks like another annual tradition is upon us, which is Andrew's life kind of going sideways, and a little bit of a break between episodes waiting for things to calm down. Just to be clear, everything is okay. Nothing I can't weather out, but the time commitment and the space commitment is not something that's terribly workable right now. Dave understands, so there's no reason why you can't either. Besides, if you miss us that badly, we do have a 5-year backlog of episodes that are completely free, so you can make do with that. I mean, pick one at random. See if you can guess how we ended up on Street Fighter, or one of like 15 movies we've watched with Mako. I guess that dovetails nicely with our other ongoing tradition, which is whenever we come up on a week where the episode just isn't going to work, Dave got us in the habit of featuring public domain poetry readings, and as a way of saying thank you to him for his perpetual understanding and the fact that he laughs at many more of my jokes than he deserves to, I decide to take it this week and step up to the plate and read a poem of my own. Or rather, my own reading of a poem that somebody else wrote. It's probably better that way because nobody's trying to make things rhyme with Nantucket or Wheeling. This week, I've decided to read what is probably my favorite poem. A little number called Skunk Hour by one Robert Lowell. We're jumping all the way back to 1956, baby. The advent of confessional poetry. So in lieu of me talking further about what's actually going on in my life, let's hear it from Robert Lowell, who had no problem talking about what was going on in his. We hope to be back soon with our usual Film Strips broadcasting lineup. We do appreciate your patience in the meantime. And yeah, we will continue keeping this crazy train on the insanity wheels as we barrel headlong into 2024. But for now, let us turn to Mr. Robert Lowell and his wise words, which, you know, if we have to stall for time, at least we can stall for time in the classy way. I don't know what other podcasts do. I think they just end, but here we are. Nautilus Island's hermit, Eris, still lives through winter in her Spartan cottage. Her sheep still graze above the sea. Her son's a bishop. Her farmer is first selectman in our village. She's in her dotage. Thirsting for the hierarchic privacy of Queen Victoria's sanctuary, she buys up all the eyesores facing her shore and lets them fall. The season's ill. We've lost our summer millionaire, who seemed to leap from an L.L. Bean catalog. His 9-knot yawl was auctioned off to lobstermen. A red fox stain covers Blue Hill. And now our fairy decorator brightens his shop for fall, his fishnets filled with orange cork. Orange, his cobbler's bench and all. There is no money in his work. He'd rather marry. One dark night, my tutor Ford climbed the hill's skull. I watched for love cars. Lights turned down. They lay together, hull to hull, where the graveyard shelves on the town. My mind's not right. A car radio bleats, love, oh careless love. I hear my ill spirit sob in each blood cell, as if my hand were at its throat. I myself am hell. Nobody's here. Only skunks that search in the moonlight for a bite to eat. They march on their souls up Main Street. White stripes, Moonstruck eyes read fire under the chalk dry and sparse spire of the Trinitarian Church. I stand on top of our back steps and breathe the rich air. A mother skunk with her column of kittens swills the garbage pail. She jabs her wedge head in a cup of sour cream, drops her ostrich tail, and will not scare. And to all the good people at home, I hope you don't scare either. We'll be back before you know it.